Before I came to Bamako, malaria was just science, biology, statistics, and numbers. Numbers too big to understand. 207 million infected, 70% in sub-Saharan Africa, 27,000 deaths, 64,000 children under 5 per year. One child per minute. Shocking numbers. Shockingly far away from my reality. Malaria, mala, aria, means bad air. It's caused by a parasite named Plasmodium. Plasmodium destroys the red blood cells. The destruction causes high fever, which leads to death. It's transmitted by the bites of infected mosquitoes. So a small group of scientists and I went to Mali to understand the mosquito and its disease outside the secure borders of our labs. My cinematographer followed me into this adventure when Bamako embraced us with a lot of noise, dust, heat, and warmth. Up on a hill, the university looks down on the busy city. This was our headquarters. Here was our lab. From here, we started our expeditions to the villages. The people in the villages collect mosquitoes for their research. It was a long way there, and it took even longer to gain their trust. The best way was listening to their stories. A father lost his son. He was sitting all night by his bed, lowering his fever. Another night, a mother was carrying her daughter 20 kilometers to the hospital. When they arrived, there was no doctor. And even if there is someone there, the only medicine you receive is paracetamol. Paracetamol makes malaria even worse. Back in the city, I met a traditional pharmacist selling bags full of hope. In this case, hope might be lethal. But malaria is curable if it is treated right. So I realized there must be a connection between poverty and malaria, between politics and the solution. A man on the street told me, the only way out is self-empowerment through education and media awareness. He is right.